Every day, families call or write to the Department of Corrections, complaining that the release date for a loved one is incorrect. They've done the math and are convinced their friend or family member should be out weeks or months sooner. But with about 30,000 people behind bars in Virginia, the director of offender management, Jim Parks, says there's no time to talk with relatives who think the Department of Corrections has made a mistake.
Sitting down for lengthy periods to explain an individual's time calculation is not something we're able to do.
Nor will they meet with people who come to headquarters in Richmond, hoping to plead their case. Wendy Brown heads Court and Legal Services, the department responsible for calculating release dates.
You don't know what I'm doing that day, what I have planned, what meetings I must attend. And just to think that I should just drop everything and do that, that's not fair. It's not fair to the people who have not gotten their dates computed.
She notes people usually begin serving their sentence in a local jail, and jails calculate good time differently. She supposes inmates may not tell their families when they break prison rules and lose good time. But the most likely explanation is that good time is tallied against time actually served rather than the original sentence. After we spoke with Brown and Parks at the Department of Corrections, a letter went out to one of our sources explaining that, and we took the information to Tom Crete, Professor Emeritus of Mathematics at the University of Virginia.
This person was sentenced to 5 years in prison, which they calculated to be 1,826 and a quarter, 0.25 days. Because it's a five-year sentence, and leap year comes every 4 years, so it's like a quarter of a leap year every year.
Armed with a couple of sharp number two pencils, he happily accepted our challenge to figure out how the Department of Corrections was reaching its conclusions. Subtracting 63 days our prisoner served in jail, plus 4.725 days of good time earned there, he came up with just over 1,758 days left in the prisoner's sentence. We don't know how many days he will actually serve, so Crete called that X. Now, if our guy behaves well during a 30-day period, the state will subtract 30 days, plus 4.5 good time days from his remaining sentence. That comes out to 1.15 days credit for every 24 hours served.
So you want to figure out how many days does he actually have to serve getting that much credit, 1.15, slightly bigger than 1 day, so that that total of credit adds up to the remaining sentence in prison.
The equation, for those who remember Algebra 1 from high school, is X times 1.15 equals 1,758.525 days. And working through that equation, you come up with about 1,530 days behind bars, just what the Department of Corrections calculated in the first place. This process could be explained on the DOC website. It is not. Instead, families call, write, and visit the department in vain, losing respect for state government and our system of justice.
You cannot get an answer. And believe me, I have tried every way I can. I cannot even speak to anybody.
All we want is clarity. We're not angry with the DOC. We are just very frustrated.
It's a system that answers to no one.
We asked the governor's office to comment, but received no response. I'm Sandy Houseman.